Blog Talk Radio.
Drunk up in this motherfucker, and everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. With me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act, so act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped the bar too. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up them red flags, black flags and them blues, them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. Run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Dime piece, classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting grown. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody rocking in it, baby. I see a lot of hoes jocking in it, baby. Everybody rep they hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash, and all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby.
clock up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Act a fool in it, baby.
We act a fool in this bitch. What's good? I'm here, your host, Honest Fire. Welcome, welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. You already know I'm be turned up anyway, but I have to say, before I talk about anything else, of course, there's a lot of shit going on with X Squad DJs. What up, everybody in the squad? What up, everybody listening in right now? You know, we got the Red October event going on in October, and ATL is going to be crazy. But speaking of crazy, today on Instagram was the funniest shit I've ever experienced in my life. A lot of people, you know what I mean, thinking that it's okay to, you know what I mean, do a little stuff that's like, you know, a little under the covers. What I'm talking about is how a lot of transsexual men who are women have exposed a lot of these guys who like them in Philly. It was crazy. It was on the news. It was all over my timeline. It was No Thurbic Thursday. It was all about these guys not believing that these boys were really boys. Or did y'all know they were boys or whatever? I don't know. But also, I definitely welcome everybody to call in. Shout out where you from. What's good, CEO, X-Squad, DJs, Demel in the building. Definitely shout out where you from. Let me know what's up with you. My one homie from Instagram, one of my favorites, Manny, let me know he was on the line. I see you. So I'm going to definitely start off my callers with my homie Manny, 509-821. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Tell him what up. That's you, Manny, what's right?
Up? Yeah, that's me. What's up, Honest, man? That shit was crazy today, yo.
Yo,
dude,
crazy.
They was going in on that shit. I was even going in on that shit. But it's, I'm going to keep it real. Like, on some Honest shit. Ain't no nigga want to see him and say that they didn't know that was a fucking nigga. Fuck all that shit. Y'all knew that was a fucking nigga, man. They tripping with that shit like this. Seriously.
Sometimes, I'm going to be honest, because I have some friends that are transsexuals, you know what I mean, and they really look like women. But the cool thing about them, they let guys know I'm a man. You know what I mean? Like, they don't lie like that because you can really get hurt in that situation.
I mean, yeah, but that right there was a whole new different thing. Like, I'm going to keep it real. Like, that's some fucked up shit because them niggas, a lot of them niggas is really out there on the low on it. That, it's scary now, man, because now only thing you think about, all them same niggas that was out there was niggas that was probably getting a couple of dollars and doing their thing. You know they was fucking them other chicks. So what the fuck else? Like, now it's scary. Like, that's why they say that disease shit is crazy. Because now you don't know who the fuck they fuck and fuck somebody else and you the fuck. Now that shit is, I'm glad I ain't in Philadelphia for a while. That shit is crazy.
Yo, I'm glad I don't fuck with anybody. But, yes, that list, wait a minute, what are you talking about is today on Instagram was crazy. It was a lot of guys, you know, guys are thirsty online. And I'm happy that this happened because maybe that'll calm down a lot of you fellas out there just happy to stick your dick in any hole that's available. You know what I mean? It's not about that. You know what I mean? Because I even told this pimp, I never forget, they were interviewing this pimp or whatever, and I called into their show. And I actually shut the pimp up. Because he was talking about how much money the hoes give them and how they love their lavish life. But I really broke it down to the pimp. And I was like, you already know when you're able to find a woman that you love and you can make love to her, you really know that she the shit, you know that she not out there, you know that you know about her. You know that's way better. And I actually had pimp agreeing with me. So I say that to say this, like, love is way more important than busting a nut. And then you can't be busting a nut that want to kill yourself because you know you let a dude suck your dick. All I'm saying is niggas be drawing, like.
You right. Niggas been drawing on that day, man. Like, I woke up this morning. It's crazy because I woke up this morning. I saw all this Lil Wayne and shit. So I'm like, what the fuck Lil Wayne to do now? Because I see all these motherfuckers got him baby kissing. I'm like, oh. I'm like, wait, what the fuck Lil Wayne and did some crazy? Because I'm thinking they were saying Lil Wayne got caught up in that shit. Then I started going down my feet. I'm like, hold up. Then I asked my people, like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Then everybody just started coming out more and more. The next thing you know, they were saying the niggas that they done posted the niggas' IG name. And I'm like, yo, they really going in. Like, that shit.
I'm
going to keep it real. I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm a nigga. So anytime I follow a chick, 9 times out of 10, you know, I like flirting with pretty chicks or whatever. Anything that attracts me on Instagram, if you pretty or if you just the kind of girl that I just like flirting with chicks. That's just me. I fish, I do it all. Ain't no nigga going to say he's going to fish on the gram. Everybody do. But that scared me so bad because everybody that follow me now, I be going through their pages. If you request me, I'll go through your page first and let me see what you're about. If I don't see no TBT or you a little girl, nah, we ain't working with none of that. I'm cool. I'm scared now. Because I don't know who you can flirt with. It's like they fucked the gram up with that one. They got me scared to death to say any little flirtation shit to anybody. I don't know who's who. You don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yo.
I can't even.
The people who they got is crazy. I'm about to expose this one boy.
Did you know
him? The boy from Philly. Yo, I'm going in. I'm going
Alvin.
In. What?
The boy Malik Alvin.
I don't know him.
What about the boy Manhattan? When they be doing the party?
Man, I don't know, cause I know Manhattan got a girl. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they got him.
I don't know. Yeah, they got. Well, I know the boy. And then one thing about this list. Now, I want to talk about this list because I did see. Because what happened, and what you guys don't know, a lot of these transsexual men, what they did was they started screenshotting, you know, your activity, like people talking to you. They started screenshotting it. So everything that those guys were saying. You know what I mean? To the transsexuals had it as evidence, and they put it out there. So I'm about to repost this joint because this boy, like this one boy, I don't even fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to add him to everything. Like, he a nut-ass nigga. Like, I did a party with him, the boy Rick Lowe or whatever.
Oh, shit.
I did a party. Yeah, I'm
not
posting it right
not
here.
Rick Lowe
is nuts. Like, I don't even fuck with the boy, right? And I'm only saying his name because he's exposed. Like, I don't even fuck with him.
Times out. Not Rick Lowe.
I'm about to post it. I got
the
evidence.
Not the Rick Lowe boy that threw all the parties. Don't
yes.
say no. I didn't see that.
I'm going in. I just added him. I added the boy who posted the post and everything. You know what I mean? Rick Lowe, he on the joint. Like, he says the girl, like, something. She posted a picture. He posted a picture. And Rick Lowe, like, looks like trouble. Then the girl says, why you say that? Rick Lowe said, I don't know. I do know trouble when I see it. And then the girl says to Rick Lowe, I'm not trouble. And then Rick Lowe says, we'll talk about it over lunch. And then she says to Rick Lowe, he nice. And he texted me his number and gave us out his number. And I will say this is his number. I really feel like texting him, like, I knew you was gay, you faggot bitch. Like,
yo, you shocked. Hold on. I'm looking at the gram right now. I'm on your gram right now. Yo, you really
repost it. All I got to say is repost. Like, repost.
Yeah,
repost.
I was surprised his page because I used to support his little hustle he was going on because I was following him on my last page and he was doing, you know, his little parties. And anytime a party came up, every time something was going on, I'd probably repost something he's doing. But damn. Wow.
He and that. And then I never said anything about the fact that he owed me money when we did this nut-ass showcase or whatever. He was mad because I didn't shout out Def Jam and I said that the guys was cute. Whatever he was saying, he's a fucking asshole. But just this fact that he gay too, I just want to knock him the fuck out there.
Yeah, you going in on
like,
hell down. That ain't,
wait, but let me take another caller because I got a couple callers in the queue. Definitely press 1 if you want to join in, you know what I mean, talk about tonight's topic. If you got anything to share with music, you know, we still about music here on Philly Child Radio. I talk a lot of shit, but here we vent, we talk shit, we curse, we do it all. And, of course, tune in tomorrow. I will be broadcasting on Philly Hop Radio and DMV Hop Radio for Fireworks Radio. You know, we had a clean show from 3 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. with me and DJ Breezy. Log on now to Philly Hop Radio, DMV Hop Radio, make a page. Manny, chill with me. I got you still open. I'm about to open up another call. Who pressed 1-484-687? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Be Nice right here.
Yo, V, what's good with you? Oh, you've been busy this summer. You definitely gotta we definitely gotta catch up from NY to Philly. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, of course.
Yeah, man, I've been
busy. I know
this
time I was popping with this bullshit.
Man, I just been busy, that's all. But I'm hearing the topic. Like, I'm actually in New York right now, and I'm hearing about it in New York, too. Like, this shit is crazy
about
this IG. Yeah, this shit is crazy because this all started, like, a long time ago because I think Foxy Brown had put something out with Jay-Z and shit talking about he was around there chasing transsexuals and all that. When he was a young boy coming up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So I'm seeing a lot of rappers that's, you know, I mean, that's starting to do this shit, and now it's like hitting the Philly wave too.
Yes. Philly is all in it, like
crazy.
All day. I'm just adding this, it is one boy like I said, I don't care if it's true. I don't even give a fuck if it's true. I don't even give a fuck. But a lot of these transsexuals, like I said, they out in them. They show. They took it. They screenshotted. They shit. They knew what it was.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
The transsexual screenshotted. They set these niggas up. Like,
what?
Looks like Trouble Rick Lowe. Like,
yeah. Hey, yo, Otis, you got that Hennessy out? Because it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night. Yeah, man, you might have to get this for now, because I know you got a lot to talk about tonight.
Yes, I do, because, like I said, this boy, he a fucking nut. Like, I don't even fuck with him. Y'all know me, anybody that know me know I don't mind seeing how I feel about people, you know what
I'm
saying? Because at the end of the day, I feel like a lot more people in this industry will be more productive if you point out who's bad business. So I've already said my piece,
definitely.
But today is funny, like.
That's crazy. I'm glad I don't got all that shit on my news feed. God damn.
Yo. No. My newsfeed was popping today. I'm going to go in more, you know what I mean, talk some more shit about
I'm here. I'm here
topic,
for the
like
rest of the night, man. I ain't doing shit right now. I'm just sitting in the hotel room right now chilling.
I'm here
for the rest of the night.
Yo.
All right, chill with me. Manny, where are you calling from?
I was in Philly, but I'm out Williamsport, PA now. I had to come back out here for a job and, you know, raise my little young boy.
I know, that's right.
What's
that's
up.
What's up.
That's
we
what's
got
up.
Williamsport,
absolutely.
New York, and ATL in the building. Demel, let's give him some music news a little bit, because, like I said, I need to break this up a little bit, because I am going in. It's a whole bunch of niggas, like a nigga.
I'm going to drink to that.
Let me tell you, I support the lesbian, gay, transsexual, bisexual community. I support you, but all I'm saying is swipe it on your forehead, let us know what you are. You know what I'm saying? Don't fake the funk like you straight. You know what I'm saying? You really suck dick, too. That's all I'm saying.
Whoa.
Like, don't fake it. Don't fake
it.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do. You know, you do it on your time, just don't do it on mine. Get my man.
I read
his thing. He said, yeah, y'all, I got a girl for 3 years. You know, if y'all think I'm gay, then fuck y'all or something. But then somebody replied, why you get a trend in your phone? Phone numbers, you know. So
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, like, anybody following Rick Lowe, unfollow him, because he's a loser. Like, all his parties is empty. Like, the boy just washed up. Like, he washed up any ugly. Like, I don't get it. I'm just being honest. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, honest. This nigga called me for a show one time in Philadelphia, asked me to come through one time. And I had a little funny feeling about Bo, because he don't run proper. He don't. First of all, he didn't speak to me right over the phone, and he didn't have his shit together.
No, it's never together. No, like on some real shit. Like he lied to a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm be honest. Like I don't tell people not to fuck with niggas all the time,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm only doing this tonight. Like I said, the boy, he stiffed me for some money, you know what I'm saying? And I did feel some type of way about it, but I don't really give a fuck. I'm only talking about it now because of this gay shit, and I'm like, let's put it all out there. Like, you a faggot
and
you a snake. Like, I know for a fact you a snake, you know what I'm saying? I know for a fact you a snake.
So it's the same person, everybody getting the same person number and they putting them on blast.
No, listen. It's more than one transsexual.
Okay.
It's more than one.
Wow.
It's more than one. You know what I'm saying?
Do niggas check anymore? Like, do niggas check? Because when I go through Instagram, I don't even look at pictures no more. I need to see video. You dig what I'm saying? Fuck the pictures, because pictures tell 1,000 words, but that video can tell every fucking thing.
You know what?
Well, the girls, I think that ain't transsexual. They'll be looking like how I'll be looking at them. So, you know, both times. You know, they got the gap in between them, and they got the pigeon toed. I haven't seen no man look like this, so.
Right, but I check the videos. Fuck that picture shit. That picture shit, I can't do pictures.
Listen.
But I do check. Check their videos, though, and see them say something, you know what I mean? And, you know, I check on them. And when they like, every time they like me, I check their pictures. Check everybody.
I can dig it, my man. Because
what it is, if you like their pictures, then they're going to continuously bring more people to you. So you got to, see what's going on. You know, I might go all the way where they started and nobody haven't used this picture and I repost.
Right. Right.
So it looks like I dumped out the picture that nobody didn't use it.
I can say, but keep it honest with you, the only pictures that I be looking at and I be seeing who be having a ball is Honest Fire. Honest Fire, you be having some pictures on your shit and you be having a ball wherever you be at. You be having a ball. You know what I mean? And I salute you for that. You dig what I'm saying?
Thank
you be having a ball. You dig what I'm saying? You do what you gotta do, and you keep it strictly business. I salute you for that, Degney.
Yeah,
and that's the only Philly female that I got on my news feed. That's it.
I appreciate it.
Because everybody that comes to Philly that I run into in Atlanta, and I'm at the club, and they say I say Honest Fire. I'm trying to make sure somebody ain't saying Honest Fire. You know, I'm about to give them $5 or something, buy them a drink. But every time I check, they say they know us. So, you know, my man Blake, he on his way. He should be there. He was in Virginia when he tagged me. You know, he was like, yeah, that's my girl. You know, he hung out with me last week. You know what I mean? So.
He's on my Instagram heavy now. Like, we got another caller who pressed one, shout out to everybody listening. And the phone lines is definitely there. I like appreciate you listening. You can listen, but if you want to say something, you want to speak up, all you got to do is press 1. I will open your mic. I don't even care if you Rick Lowe or if you anybody, like, call in. We talking shit tonight. I don't have no picks. But I definitely invite you all to show off and enjoy yourself tonight.
What if you had a trendy that was in your family, though?
Wait a minute, hold on, guys, hold on one second. I just opened up a call. Y'all can talk. Just one second.
Okay.
215-290, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is McVay. I'm calling from Big Paper Studios. You already know.
Hey! Shout out to my nigga Vic Bay. I was just watching your ass on YouTube earlier today and whatnot.
Y'all
on
talking
some
about
positive
this,
music shit. Just music,
yeah,
you know
man,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's been working this shit, man. I see y'all talking about these motherfucking tranny slippers. These niggas, y'all talking about them transillies.
What's really good with that?
McVay, you know the boy who stiffed me at that show we did and shit? They got him on there, so you know I got to go in on that bitch. The boy Rick Lowe and shit. He all on the train, he doing like, oh, yeah, let's
Rick
do
Lowe?
Lunch. Yeah, it's on my page. I put it on my page.
Yeah,
he got caught,
too. I seen Rick Devine. I seen a lot of niggas that shook my hand last week on that job. I had to shake my hand back, man. That shit ain't cool, man. Don't say that. No. But
you
my
thing, know if they do them,
like,
they might do you.
20-inch. Them niggas ain't even supposed to be trying to holler at that, even if she wasn't.
When I saw Rika Vine name, I was thinking, like, maybe they fucked up an underscore or something. Like,
man,
not him.
No.
I know they fucked up an underscore, my homie 215, Chris. They fucked up his underscores because if y'all check out the trainee pages, like I said, what happened was transsexual men put out, you know, their Instagram activity. They screenshotted it and they put on blast, you know, all these guys who were thirsty for them. So
wow.
you guys, you got put on blast because you were thirsty for the trainees. And I have nothing against anybody who choose to live their life however they live it. Because if a nigga show you a picture of his dick pulled between his ass and tell you it's a pussy, he's showing you that he got a dick. If you believe that's a pussy, something is wrong with you.
This sounds like a Jerry Springer episode right here. You know what I mean?
I didn't know
she was a man. Well, how you not know she was a man, dog?
Check my Instagram page. I don't got no pics. I put it all out there.
I'm on it right now.
I put it on my page.
Rick Lowe be talking that money shit like he be fucking them bad bitches, man. I ain't know Rick Lowe was on that dog.
Shout out to all the private callers that's called in on the show. I see you private numbers. I'm not opening your lines. I don't even give a fuck. But if you press one, I open your line. So we got a few private callers listening in. Maybe it might be Rick Lowe still on the low.
Oh, man, Rick, if you're on the low, boy, I'm gone, by the way.
Yo,
hey,
okay. Yo, thank you for calling in, McVay. Shout out to McVay, Big Paper Records, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a lot of crazy stuff coming from them, coming soon. How was that shit with Jeezy in California or whatever?
That shit went terrific, man. You know, we networked it and we made a lot of connections down that joint that was, like, beneficial towards us and the whole, like, record label and stuff like that. I also met T.I., his A&R. She real cool people. She hang with the joint Drea. And my people's opening up, like, a Rita Water Rice down California now on Hollywood Boulevard. You know, they from Philly. So Drea and T.I. A&R.
Yo, my man, did you meet the Eastside Boys that Jeezy just signed?
No, I ain't even meet them.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
Yo, check them out.
I'm
not
some niggas called GTD. They blood.
Nah, they not blooded. They from Detroit. They called the Eastside Bulls.
Oh no, I ain't get a chance and shit, man. But I met YG and his camp and all that shit. Them niggas was blood.
Yeah,
that's the tough. I gotta call you Continental McVeigh. You go from the East Coast to the West Coast. I love it. Like,
yeah, man. You know, we still working.
Make sure y'all repost my post. I'm adding niggas on Instagram
right now.
I don't care. Press one. You want to join in the show? I'm gonna take a little musical break right now. We gonna play some music for my Philly nigga. I'm going.
I don't think I'm coming. November the 9th. Y'all got too much going on.
Yo, listen. Listen. Another reason why I'm putting this out there is because I would rather, you know what I mean, people be honest about what you into. Be honest,
right,
because niggas can get fucked up real fast. You know.
Right.
I wouldn't know what I would do if I was messing with a guy and I really liked him or I wanted to fuck him and he had a fake dick. I would beat his ass. I would beat the shit out of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you might not want to beat his ass. You might go to jail for killing
that
nigga.
No. I got a lawyer. I'm going to pay my lawyer pay. Like, it was a crime of passion. I smacked. Because on some real shit. Why would you want to put this?
They got a YouTube of a guy. He was using the bathroom, and the guy was like, "What the fuck? What's going on?" He said,
now this nigga Rick Lowe, he has kids, correct?
I don't know. Probably he ugly.
I think he got kids.
I think he got kids.
Damn. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Kids, that's crazy.
The same thing.
Don't do shit where you get exposed. That's all I got to say. I'm off that shit. I don't do shit where I get exposed. You know what I'm saying? I do everything under the sun. Under the sun,
right.
That's good. Or on the shiny part. Nothing in the dark. You know, I do all my shit under the sun, under the Philly Shine. You know what I'm saying? Like, welcome everybody to Philly Shine Radio. Where you welcome to talk shit. We vent. And definitely press one out, be a mic. But we gonna check out I'm Going by my boy Zone. Real shit. Nice sweet girl. Real fast, hard headed with the beat. Street shots, out of the Patron. You looking real good today, got it going on.
Still I'm drunk, stagger down block, hop up in cars, D-Wine drive, talk shit to bras, you come and trip the night, get on the list, top to bottom, bottom to top, let it know that the rock ain't the only thing with a cock, my brother has been a problem, can tell by my pop, hit it and disappear in that way, I'm like my pop, I'm seen on scenes where motherfuckers clock, where time is money, night, talking about a watch, like, hey, yeah, he did, and I don't play fair, busting a trick mouth and turn it to a date, get on the flow, rep and let these niggas know what it's a mean, it's so still.
just made Rick Lowe repost the old fucking flyer himself. I love it. That's what Philly Shot Radio does. Like, y'all looking. I appreciate everybody tuning in. If you ever want to promote anything on my show, just know it at least gets downloaded 3 times if I don't do nothing. So who knows? I'm talking shit tonight, so who knows how many times this show is going to be downloaded and people will be able to hear you. Promote your shit, you know what I mean? Bring people out to your parties. You already know how it goes when y'all come to some shit I'm doing. It's Pick. We got a new caller who pressed 1. Definitely shout out to everybody listening in. I'm still chilling with my homie V Nice, CEO of the Mel XY DJs in the building. Shout out to my other homeboy, Manny, up in the Williamsport. He represents the rural areas. So we got 267-838. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah. I'm as far as Big Exclusive. What's up?
Yeah, hey, honey. I love you.
You know, I had to call and check you out.
Yo, I made Rick Lowe repost my picture. I love it.
I feel honest.
Like, this don't even look like a fucking female. This don't even look like a fucking female. What the fuck? Is this nigga serious?
I saw the picture. And I saw the bulge, and I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah,
guys,
there's no way.
Like, he had to know.
He had to know.
But I was talking to a couple of people earlier, you know, after I did my 1-2 this morning. And everybody I talked to was like, there's no way you can't see that that's a dude. The face too strong. It's a bulge.
Yeah.
Because I woke up, my Instagram was on fire. Everybody hit me like, Big, you see this? So I finally caught wind of it and was like, whoa. And then I guess they started releasing the screenshots. Crazy.
Yeah, because
I seen Rick.
You know, what happened was a couple of transsexual men, you know, they wanted to expose all these guys because on some real shit, a lot of those niggas who they exposed, in my opinion, they corny as shit. So, you know, they want to talk shit.
Hey,
you know, they want to talk about they don't mess with ugly girls. They don't do this. They don't do that. But you thirsty over somebody with some makeup and they lips poked out. Come on.
In a Chinese store weave.
And look, I got to say this. I got to say this because I got a lot of gay, lesbian, transgender supporters, you know, over at my show. And my sister is a lesbian. So I got to say this. Like, I don't have nothing against them. But what irritates me is the download stuff. Don't be down low, man.
Yes.
Put your shit out there, out in the open. I mean, let everybody know. So, I mean, because it's a lot less judging when it comes to that. But don't be on the down low or the Rick low and think you ain't going to get caught out there.
Yo,
I'm just
saying. All I'm saying. Because, yo, I love RuPaul Drag Race because, yeah, like the men, they are, you know, they are flamboyant. They let you know what they into. But the sneaky stuff, you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? And then what's funny to me is, what happened when you showed up at lunch, Rick Lowe? Did you let him suck your dick? What did you do? Like, what do you do once
you met that's crazy.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Crazy.
You done met the dude. We ain't hear about you catching a body or nothing. But what happened? I don't know. Like, you ain't catch no bodies. Like...
Right. That shit is crazy. And the other
thing
is,
I
do
on Philly Shine
like,
Radio,
at,
you
at the end
shout
of the day,
out your show. I listen to it mostly every morning. I definitely tune into your topics on Twitter. So give yourself some love. And I want to introduce you to the CEO of XYZJs, my CEO, DeMille. He's out in Atlanta. But say hello to Big Exclusive. He has the show.
My bad.
I'm too hyped right now. I can't remember the name of your radio show. I'm too hyped right now.
It's the Crush and Roll Morning Show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like
that's
this.
What's up. When
hey,
I can get an interview. We grind.
Hey, man, wait, what?
When can I get an interview?
You can come up tomorrow if you want. And I understand you. You good. You can come up whenever.
Well, I'm in Atlanta.
He in Atlanta. He got a call in.
He can call in. I'll give me your number. I'll text you too. Well, not
I'll
on the
blow
show,
up
of course.
The show.
I appreciate that, but
I have
Get with me behind the scenes. Text me his number. I'll text him the number to the studio. He can call in. I mean, ain't no problem.
I got you.
That's I'm supposed
definitely
to be there. I'm there November the 10th. We coming from Atlanta. We're giving away $1,000. We got a tour going on. We going everywhere giving away $1,000. So, you know.
Honest, get with me.
Sure.
I'll make sure he come up to the show. If he in town, if you're in town, you definitely can come do the show live.
Yeah,
definitely
I got you.
Come
thank
up.
You. Thank you so much for calling. I'm about to go into these next callers because everybody's pressing one. I appreciate it. Definitely press one. I'm opening up your call. We're going to talk about the show tonight. Where is Truth Teller when I need her? Like, come on, Truth Teller. What's going on? We got a caller, 267-779. Welcome to Salon. What's the name you calling from?
We on the edge.
Hello.
Hello. 267-779. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, I'm from North Philly.
What's your name?
Mayor.
Mayor. You got something to say about tonight's topic? You want to give a shout out?
Let me give a shout out. Shout out to my all my North Philly niggas.
Y'all call back in. I got your back open. I'm going to take one more caller. Then we're going to go back in, check out more people on Instagram. I want to see what Instagram is saying. 215-500. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's
this? Hello?
Yo, what's up? It's No Excuses.
Oh, hey, what's good? Thank you for calling in.
No doubt. What's good with you?
I'm chilling. What you got to say about the topic? And if you want to give any shout-outs, you're definitely welcome to give some shout-outs.
No, this is out of control. my Instagram was popping something vicious. And it's funny because my fiance was like, yo, dudes is getting caught up in Philly. I said, what's the problem, right? And she showed me. But then, like, right after she showed me, yo, my TL was crazy. Like, these girls is putting up whole lists of dudes that's really coming at them. Like, yo, and then the problem is most of the dudes is coming at them, they know. That's the problem.
Right. That's what we
like. It'd be different if like, you know, whoever's doing it is not telling them. Telling them and they still coming out. I'm like, yo, calm, pause. You know, time out.
Pause.
You know, stopping on the all that. Stopping on the field. Like, I don't know what the deal is, but I mean, you know, some people get caught up like that. That's why it pays to be in a relationship nowadays, for real.
But you know what? It pays to find a woman with some stretch marks. You know what I mean?
First of all, you got stretch marks.
Like,
it pays to find a female without an Adam's apple.
Yeah, hell yeah.
One of the ones that commented, like, yo.
Shout out to everybody listening in. Definitely number one.
I need to see Adam's apple and AC.
And he was like,
Women, who's talking?
Like, let's talk about it over lunch. And since, like, he's...
Oh, I found it. You know, somebody was having a side conversation, I guess. I don't know. But go ahead.
But yeah, nah, it's just crazy, like, cause I don't understand how these dudes, like, first of all, if somebody packing something and they, you know, all that, you ain't checked that beforehand, you ain't look at the neck, you ain't nothing, the voice didn't sound deep,
right,
no
right,
stubble,
right,
no nothing. Right. It just seems a little weird that nobody looked at nothing, like, and now these
right.
people is really exposing these people, and these people, it's funny because all the people that's getting exposed is cutting their pages off.
Yeah, you know what, and then that's funny as shit. Listen,
it
like,
makes it worse
because
it makes you
look guilty. Makes you look guilty, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
Come on. Ain't nobody got confidence. But I'm gonna take a little music break. Shout out to everybody tuning in. I see a couple callers who got there. Press the number 1-215-954-267-301. 215-847. I'm going to get right at you after I play this song real fast. I'm going to play a couple of songs tonight. I still got to show some love to niggas, you know what I mean? But I want to talk about this topic. Like I said, today was the funniest day on Instagram in Philadelphia. It was hilarious. The memes, the extra posts people made up using Cat Williams, using Bill Cosby. It was funny today.
Oh, man.
Everything was funny. If you got some topics, you found somebody exposed, you know what I'm saying? If you're a transsexual as well, I'm gonna call a couple of my tranny friends up to call in, and I want to hear what they have to say about the topic, because at the end of the day, you be open. Like, you like dick, say you like dick. You like pussy, say you
right,
like pussy.
Right,
you got a
right,
dick,
right,
say
right.
it. You got a pussy, show it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Right. Right, fucking right.
Y'all are
fucking wrong with these
y'all
niggas,
already know.
Man.
Now,
niggas
this
crazy
is this song definitely comes into the topic definition by my boy. Follow him on Instagram, catch_rec. This is called Definition. Y'all love it. Y'all gonna love it.
Time to separate the world, y'all. The frauds,
frauds, frauds
from the real.
From the real, from the real.
Time to separate the world.
Wow.
The frauds from the real. Time to separate the world.
Wow.
The frauds from the real. Time to separate the world.
Wow.
The frauds from the real. Time to separate the world. Separate the world.
Okay.
What's the definition of a real nigga? No, it don't make you real. Just cause you deal, nigga. So what you deal, nigga? So what you kill, nigga? Cause you a feel, nigga. That don't make you real, nigga.
From the real, trying to separate the world. The frauds from the real, trying to separate the world. Frauds from the real, trying to separate the world. Separate the world.
What's the definition of a real nigga? No, it don't make you real just cause you deal, nigga. So what you deal, nigga? So what you kill, nigga? Cause you a feel, nigga. That don't make you real, 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 nigga. Just cause you kill niggas, that don't make you real, nigga. I do what I say and already said what you did. That's not being real. Real is take care of your kid. Anybody can sell narcotics and carry the shit. See, you gon' think that's being real till you buried and dead. Till you run into real goons that'll carry your head. See, real niggas go legit and get married with kids. I turned that goulash into moolah and now I'm that kid. I tell her mama keep it real, fuck that makeup and wig. Rest in peace to the real, wish realness can wake up the dead. But it can't, so I paint, fix till I'm laying it dead. I keep ahead, it ain't no telling where I'll be this year, cause I
real. Time to separate the world. Frauds from the real. Time to separate the world. Separate the world.
What's the definition of a real nigga? No, it don't make you real. Just cause you kill nigga. So what you kill nigga? So what you kill nigga? Cause you a feel nigga. That don't make you real nigga.
Shout out to my homeboy, Man Nice on that beat, Gunny Engineering, you know what I'm saying? Like, we definitely separate the world. That's all I want to do today. Frauds from the real. Like, let's do some business. Let's show off. You know, we got an amazing weekend here in Philly. Shout out to everybody listening in. Definitely tune in tomorrow for Fireworks Radio with my co-host, DJ Breezy. Follow him, The Real DJ Breezy, on Instagram and Twitter. And we got Lisa coming to UE Radio. More to come with that. But I'm going to take another caller. Like I said, you've been holding for a while. Definitely appreciate you pressing 1-215-954. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Anna? This is Marmar. What's going on?
Hey, Mar!
I'm so disgusted right now. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, hear from a beautiful woman. How do you feel about your timeline today on Instagram? Comment, please, comment.
Oh.
And I got you, V-Nice and Manny.
How y'all doing? All I can say is I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. Like, all these niggas out here, it's a lot of them. Just I've always known, like, they just seem, like, suspect to me. And, like, I just, I'm sorry. Like, I don't be believing these Friday's niggas out here. They just be, like, on some other shit. And especially the way they be disrespecting females. Like, they put you disrespect a female, but, yeah, you sucking dick. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Hold on. I come at females too, but they ain't got nothing to do with anything else, though. Like, you know, it is. I'm going to be honest. That shit's some suck ass shit. Dude, them niggas, they foul for that one. They really foul for that one there, man. Like, they fucked fully up with that dumb ass shit right there. Like, they really.
Right.
Bad enough, we got a lot of rats going on, but to have that too, they fucked it all up with that one, man. They really
but
hurt it.
The thing is, it's not just Philly. Like, this shit is worldwide. Like, these niggas out here just like that. Like, and they freaking freaks. So, like, you went all the bitches. Like, you tired of the bitches. You want to see, like, what else you can get, how high you can get up and freaking.
Right.
Like, that shit crazy.
Don't tell them what Lil Wayne doing.
But how high do you want to go? There's chicks out here that you could pay. Honestly speaking, there's chicks out here that would take a half a man to fuck them in the ass if you wanted that bad. Like, it ain't that deep.
They don't want the chick.
Right.
That's the thing. They don't want the chick. Like, yeah, it's plenty of that. Like, they don't want that. They want the niggas. Like, that's what they want. Like, it just is what it is. Like, these niggas out here is, like, suspect, and they don't want to face up to the fact that this is what they are. Like, that's exactly what they are. They're gay, like, and they don't want to face it. If that's what you are, then be that. Like, stop trying to be a hard, stupid-ass nigga
Stop trying to be hard. That's real shit. Because at the end of the day, you're right. I don't know what happened to Manny and V-Nice, but we still chilling. Shout out to everybody listening in. More don't go anywhere. I'm going to take another caller. Caller listening, I appreciate you guys listening, but press one. I want to talk to y'all.
267-205. Welcome to Moontown Radio. What's the name where you calling from?
Yeah, this my up and fame. I'm calling live from the Springer and L stop right now.
Yo, you right near my favorite spot, the Sugar House Casino. Mother up and fame, what's good with you? I fucked with you heavy.
No.
Yo, what you got to say about today's topic? What was going on your timeline?
You already know what was going on my jam. All these freak niggas and this weird shit going on. But I gotta weigh in because I've been upstate and all that, and this shit ain't nothing new, man. It's a bunch of Philly niggas been faggots on the low forever. Like, as soon as I came home, every chance I get, I'm exposing niggas.
What kind of exposing can we get on Philly Sound Radio right now for me and my listeners? Who can be exposed?
I just had to tell somebody that they dead up there fucking with them boys.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like
Yo, you told somebody
that
his dad was fucking
somebody
up in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, though, I tell her with jail, I didn't even know what was going on with him. I had to give it to him straight, like, yeah, man.
Oh,
man. Lame man out of pocket.
Oh, man. You better not ever tell this one to take out the trash again.
Right. Come on, guys. Like, Marlene, on some real shit. Let's even go in on some of the guys. Yeah. So, I know some guys who really, really let me know, because, like, the president of my fan club is gay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's gay. I support gays. I support lesbians. I support everything. I'm all in it because I know I don't open my legs so I know it's real. You know what I'm saying? I open my heart. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But my homie, he always put me down with these people who are on the down low. And that's why I keep them close.
Yeah.
You definitely have to.
I've been dealing with the same person for 2 years, like, and me and him not even, like, I just don't want to be out here just dealing with anybody. And I'm it's just me, and, like, I've dealt with him sexually for the past 2 years because I know what it is.
And you know what? Sometimes it is good to just, you know, find that comfort in one person instead of working. You know what I mean? Find somebody new. The one thing I'm telling you, I don't approve of all you thirsty niggas on Instagram. And hopefully, maybe this will stop certain people from bothering me. Like, leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know if I got a pussy for real. Like, alone.
You crazy for that. You crazy for that. You need to go ahead and stop that. All them shows that you be putting on in the city. You need to go ahead and stop that.
I know. But y'all ain't never seen it, so y'all don't know for certain. That's all I'm saying. Stop being thirsty for me. Brother, no. That's all I'm saying.
But I ain't going to hold you. You got a hot-ass video with the ball, and you playing the Camaro in. That junk crazy.
Oh, you saw that?
That junk crazy.
I said, oh, shit.
Look what's going down.
Well, shout out to my homeboy Statery. Yes, I definitely played Victor on Friday and his video, let him grab on my ass and, you know, show my titties a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, I'm a girl. All right, we know I'm a girl.
Right.
I'm going to take another caller. 215-880. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? 215-880. What's your name? Where you calling from? I know you just heard your phone say I'm muted. 215-880. You only been in the line for 2 minutes. You scared?
That might be Rick.
That might be Rick. No, I know his phone number.
That might be Rick.
I know his number. Definitely shout out to his little damn low ass.
He probably got his shit switched today.
Yo, no, he still got the same number. Nothing yet, though. Yo, he still got the same number. His little fake ass, little phony bitch. But all I know is he didn't post his picture till I posted it. So what I mean,
right.
You repost the picture, Rick Lowe? We got another caller, 267-301. Welcome to the show.
Yo.
Hello? Yeah, who's this? What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Tay from North Philly, man.
Oh, Tay, what happened to you?
Ain't nothing happening. I ain't hung up on my back, though, but listen.
I woke up
this morning and shit, right? So I peep all this key shit going on, so I log off. So I get back on and shit, so I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So I keep looking. There's all this gay shit going on, so I'm like, this is probably a little gimmick. Then I start seeing names get pointed out, right? So I'm like, that's what? Then I start seeing pictures. Lee Oliver, Rick Lowe, and all these niggas. I'm like, yo, these niggas. I done shook hands with these niggas, you hear me? But like, what I'm saying is, this shit is not right. This shit's not right. This was making the niggas guilty. These niggas is getting exposed, but they was making the rounds because they is making posts about it. They changing Instagram names, deleting their pages, niggas changing their numbers. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Niggas is doing a lot of things, D. Niggas is doing a lot of things.
This shit, hey, they said Rick Lowe about to throw a party at Transit Nightclub.
This shit right here, this is on some real shit, though, this shit ain't
right out here, man. I don't know what's going on. But all these bitches out here that was dicking and these niggas feel bad, too, and they saw all these shit.
Who just said that? Tay, that's some shit that I love right there because it is a lot of women who be dick-eating these guys, and they real women, but the guys ignore them, but you going for the one with the pink lips that's poked out, like, for real, like, these real women with stretch marks and bills, like, you
don't
scared
forget,
of a woman with stretch marks and bills?
Don't forget about the
jumbo
pants
beats, too. But no, that's a real shit.
Stretch marks, bills, and porn.
Come on. Niggas got a lot of explaining to do, like, when I run into them, because, like, why you change your name and all?
Oh, shit. We lost callers and shit. Yeah, why y'all change? That's what I want to know. Why you change your name? You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact that list that was put up earlier is a little off. Some of those underscores are wrong and stuff like that. Until I see a screenshot of some tranny activity with your name in it, then I'll expose it. You know what I'm saying? Because I posted the list. I'm being honest. I did post the list today, earlier today. But I took it down because it was just a list. And then I saw from one of the earlier screenshots that two of the names was messed up. Like, you know, the underscore wasn't in the right place or whatever. So I'm disputing this list. But if you show me an activity with
right.
you as a man talking to a tranny, I'm posting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about these transsexuals. Right, Marlene? They can't deny it right there, right?
It's undeniable then.
Like,
it's undeniable.
What it is. Shout out to a few new callers who joined in. A caller from, we got 646. 638. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Listen, man. Street Fame Feast. Southwest all day. 5-4 to the dirt. You hear me?
What's up, Feast?
19143. You already. Yeah, I mean, Street Fame Records on. You already know, man. I'm out here with my boys. Yeah, I mean, real niggas, not no faggot ass niggas on Instagram talking to trannies and all that. Day one niggas. Yeah, I mean, we out here mobbing. Yeah, I mean, we out here catching a breeze. Yeah, I mean, they just let me out last month. Yeah, I mean, we out here, man. get at this win, you know, trying to get at this win, trying to chase this first of the month, you know what I mean?
I know that's right. It is the first of the month to get that money.
Yeah.
What else do you have to say about tonight's debate?
Listen, man, I want to give a shout out to all the niggas that was flaming Rick Lowe today, man. You know what I mean? I want to salute them niggas. They, you know what I mean? I see any of them niggas, I'm giving them $10 a piece. You know what I mean? That's crazy, man. And it's a nigga that brush shoulders with niggas in the club. And, you know what I mean? My brother went to school with Boy and all that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it could be anybody, homie, anybody, brother, sister. Niggas is on some other shit, man.
Everybody on this line, I swear to God, before I posted this picture, all he did was just post up some stupid ass shit about having the same girl for 3 years. But as soon as I posted the picture with the activity, he reposted it, and then he wanted to talk about some. It looked like a girl. Look what his picture, right?
But you ain't even peep what he did. Before, I don't mean to cut you off, before everything was said and done with him talking to the tranny, he was trying to clown the other niggas that was talking to the other tranny. Like, niggas gotta be more mindful. If it got an ad boy, it definitely got a banana. You hear what I'm saying? Like, it's the difference between knowing and not knowing. You feel what I'm saying?
I appreciate
you was a man. You know what another man look like, cuz.
Street Fam, yo, what you got going on? Give a little shout out because it's your first time calling into my show.
I'm talking about
music and promotion, you know what I mean? But we just got to talk shit today.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah, already. Well, listen, man, right now, man, I linked up with my man and we trying to drop this tape, man. You know, I'm fresh home and all that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm about to get back into the music and shit first and foremost. Like, but, you know, I want to give a shout out to all the real niggas, man. Yeah, I mean, not the frail fake niggas, not the faggot dicking the booty ass niggas. I want to give a shout out to all the real niggas. Yeah, I mean, give a shout out to all the niggas that's holding it down out here. Yeah, I mean, that's all, man. Yeah, I mean,
definitely.
You know.
I appreciate it.
Shout out to everybody
listening. And I got my BFF trying to call in. I got everybody calling. People on hold. Damn, I just lost the call.
This is all over the world right now, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all have a good night, though, man.
I'm going to hit you up.
Most definitely.
No.
Yeah, I got your number. I'm going to definitely hit you up, man. Thanks for the support. 267-713. Welcome to Philly Chime Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? Oh, he called in. He's gonna call in. Hold on, wait. Hold on 1 second, Carl. We gotta call in. We got the boy on the down low, live in the set. Where my money? Where the fuck is my money, bitch? I don't really care about you being a fucking homo and fucking bitches and
honest, cut it out.
Where the fuck is my money? You worried about chasing a faggot, but you can't pay me, and I offer the service to you? Like, what I had to do, show you I had a dick or something? Where my money? Rick Lowe, are you going to hang up? He a nut.
You shouldn't have let him speak, honest.
I screenshotted that he called in, so I'm about to... put out his number that he called in and he hung up like a little bitch.
You should have let him speak.
I should have let him speak. 267-713, you back on the line? Yeah, that's him. Hello?
Yo.
267-713, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, it's Rick, man. Y'all on this joint drawing, man. That was all business. You faggot motherfuckers calling out. Y'all know what I do, man. I promote parties. Like, you know what I'm saying? The faggot balls on the check, man. It's all business, man.
Who is this?
Y'all don't play that shit, man. I promote parties. You come to the all-white party. You hit the new salute. You know what I do.
Rick Lowe. Why are you pretending to be Rick Lowe?
niggas got this fake shit.
You know he got praying. You come to the party. You come to the all white car.
What you doing, man? Listen, man. Since y'all want to put me down, man, we at transit, man. We doing the A's Friday, transit Friday. Out the loop, man.
That's not Rick Lowe. I just hung up on him, but that was funny as shit. That wasn't the real Rick Lowe right there. That was somebody being funny as shit. Yo, I'm about to put out there that he called to the show, but at the end of the day, I wasn't trying to fucking talk to him about my motherfucking show. He owe me money, old stupid faggot. He out there fucking bitches and bitches that he think is niggas. Where the fuck is my money? He mad. I should have let him talk, shouldn't I? Aw, damn. I don't give a fuck. This is my show. Sorry, but we here to talk about what I want to talk about. I'm exposing these faggots. You know what I'm saying? In my own words. And all he was going to say was the same shit he put on Instagram. He looked like a pretty girl. And you sound ridiculous. He don't look like a pretty girl. He look like a dude with a bunch of makeup on. So at the end of the day, I'm going to play this song if you want to wind down a little bit, because I want to check his post. Because like I said earlier today, a lot of people were talking about Rick Lowe, but he didn't post the picture until I posted it. So I don't know what's up with that. So for you guys looking for somebody to love, I got my homie Looney Tunes, new track. Y'all know he the same boy that produced the song for Rihanna and Future, Love Song. But this is his new song, Crazy, Somebody to Love. Oh, I do got a Rick Lowe. I'm about to expose you.
DJ motherfucking Tony H.
Hey, man, pull up, man.
Let me talk to you for a second, babe. I got something weighing on my heart. I know we friends, babe, but I don't wanna set the part. Let go. And I started when we first met. You laid eyes on me, and I laid eyes on me. Yeah. She's smelling good with you wearing. I told her it's a secret. You might have to keep it, yeah. She said, I don't do no secrets. But for you, baby boy, I might just keep it. She said, tell me in my ear. Come tell me nice and slowly. I said, baby, you the one. You my one and only. I like you, you like me. We don't fight, boo, we don't need to be. I look at you and you look at me. And you smiling hard and I see the feet. And I'm rubbing you and you rubbing me. And I'm loving you and you loving me. But now you know I'm just trying to find somebody.
Somebody to love, oh yeah, love, oh yeah, love, oh yeah, love, somebody to love.
Yo, this is so funny.
Yeah.
This is so funny tonight, okay?
Everybody laughing. I'm sorry I cursed them out. You know what I'm saying? But the proof is in the pudding. And like everybody said, you know what I mean? They talking shit about him on his Instagram. You know, he get it put in his butt or whatever. I don't know, Rick Lowe. You going in. I appreciate all the support. And just know that right now, from now on, my show is going to be all controversial. So call in, join us. We're going to be showing off, getting attention to a lot of people who, for in my opinion, need to be exposed. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, be real about what you're doing. Because I feel like at the end of the day, you real about what you're doing, that's because you stand behind it. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to hide behind it. I'm real about my shit. I'm going to stand up in front of anybody because I know my squad deep. And shout out to the private callers. You can press 1. I'll open up private callers. I'm done cursing people out. Rick Lowe, call back in. I'll let you speak on the topic. We don't got to talk about that nut-ass little money you owe me. I don't even give a fuck. But you know how it is when somebody that owe you money all of a sudden in front of you, like you can't control yourself. I couldn't control myself. That's why when I saw his bitch ass, I tripped him at that half-empty-ass French Montana party. But shout out to my homeboys, French Montana, Coke Boy South, Coke Girls. Y'all already know I fucks with y'all. Because everybody listening on the line, shout out to you, Marlene, too. Chilling with me. We got a shout out to my homeboy that bull on Instagram showing me mad love, ambitious stuff. I'm sorry I cursed him out again. But 267-251. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
No, this Top Section 7 Music. What's up, Honest?
What's good? How you been, my nigga?
You know, I'm chill. You know, I gotta show. I gotta come through and say something, you know.
Yeah. Definitely appreciate your music. Appreciate your positivity, too. But your page was the first one I saw today that had talk about this topic.
I swear I was up, like, all night because I was writing. I mean, I'm working on my new mixtape and all that shit, so, like, I'm writing. I start scrolling through the timeline, I see this shit going on and all that. I'm like, yo, this shit crazy. And, like, it just was, like, flooding, like, and I was like, wow, this shit is, like, real. This shit was real. And that was, like, I just was posting because I was having fun. I wanted to be a part of, you know, part of the group and shit like that. I wanted to be, like, you know. That shit was funny to me. It was funny. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. It was like, I didn't know what to expect next. You know what I'm saying? Because at first, I'm going to be honest, this morning, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Jesus. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I'm honest, you know me. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I really did. But like I said, I have friends who are transsexuals. I have friends that are homosexuals, so I know what goes down. A lot of transsexuals and homosexuals get tired of these damn low niggas. Like, how you going to be happy fucking a nigga in the ass, but then you don't want to be proud about it? Niggas is
right.
Gay and proud, so just be gay and proud. Just put it out there. Come out the closet. That's all I want to say. Like, come out the closet.
These niggas going to hell, man. That's a sin, man. Ass and all that shit. These niggas going to hell, dog.
And now,
I have to say,
I appreciated how a couple other people was mad because when they put that list up, like I said, some of those names was messed up. You know, y'all had the underscore in the wrong spot. It wasn't who it was. Until you show me a screenshot with the person actually talking to you and your activity, I ain't got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna put you out there. But your name and the activity, you cannot defend yourself saying, oh, her makeup was right. No.
That's what people would say if you would say that her makeup was right.
Yo, that's what the boy said on his, check out his page. Everybody's going in on him. He did not. I'm gonna tell y'all to check the timeline. He did not post the picture that I posted until after I posted it and people started adding them. You know what I'm saying? Then you want to repost the picture, talk about stuff. Don't it look like a girl? He ugly though. Rick Rose is ugly. We know he's ugly. I don't know if it's an ugly thing. He thought it was a girl or what it was. I don't know. But Rick Rose, I don't even like you. So, of course, I'm going to talk about you like it's trannies. I will pay for your tranny wedding. I will pay for where is illegal to marry trannies? In New York, I'll buy you a loft in New York. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can have a little wedding. You know what I mean? Well, girl, you can wear white. You can wear a white dress. I'm done. I don't really fuck with the boy. I'm sorry when he called in. I wasn't able to calm myself down enough. You know what I mean? Because the boy do owe me money. I don't like him. I really don't like the boy. He, like, sticks me for some money because he a fucking snake. But I try not to, you know what I'm saying? I try not to curse him the fuck out. But when he got on the line, he had to get cussed out. Just like when I saw him, I had to trip him. Like, little bitch. He looked at me like, I'm like, yeah, bitch, what you want me to do next? Like, whatever. But, hey, 843, we have a new call. 843-543. Welcome to Philly Town Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
DJ Apollo, X Squad DJs.
Welcome to X Squad DJs, and I'm glad to have you on. Shout out to Carolina in the building. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Carolina Apollo.
Shout out to y'all, man. Welcome. My big dog, Mel, just hit me up. Let me know y'all was live on the air, so I had to call in and show some love. So, you know,
well, definitely, while I have you on the show, I know tonight I am, you know, exposing stuff that happened in Philadelphia where a lot of transsexual men were exposing the guys that just wouldn't, you know what I mean, that don't get enough of them. But this is still Philly Town Radio. You're a part of X Squad DJs. You got to shout out what you're doing in South Carolina. Let everybody know what's good with you, Apollo. DJ Apollo.
Oh, yeah, South Carolina in the building, man. It's 843, man. G-Town representer, X-Squad DJs, club DJ, former radio DJ at South Carolina State. But I had to get the papers. I had to get on out of there, man. Full sale in the building, graduating, all of that, man. Just getting this check, you know?
That's what's up. That's what matters. As a matter of fact, speaking of shit, too many pop callers not pressing one in the building, but that's cool. I'm glad y'all listening. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man.
Definitely.
Y'all all the way down in the dirty south, man.
I appreciate it. But we're going to go into some Philly music. Shout out to my boy, Gunny, my boy, Kate Gangsters, and Reekin' Bull, one of the XY DJs artists. Check out this song. It's called What's Up Now. And we're going to go ahead and close out this topic and finish taking these callers. You know what I'm saying? Please, John Radio.
Okay. Yeah. We in here, and we out here. Where y'all at? I don't see y'all niggas. Fuck out of here.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money.
In the summer, you too old for this shit, Danny Glover. White girl trying to get that ass up. I just take the pussy, I don't mask up. I'm deep in the streets, check my waistline. You ain't good in your hood, Trayvon. Chick magnet, pipe drills. I'll game a chick, have her dad thinking it's real.
grind 9 to 5, 7 to 6. Got money coming from 95 and 76. I formed a union, 1776.
I'm ballin'.
Frank Lucas in 76. My mind right, my money right, what's up now? I'd rather be stuck up than stuck down. I'm mind blowing, getting paid as time going. It's 45, that's light work. You should see what my mind holds.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then it's fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Talking about them stacks. I need my market swaggin'. I just had a swag attack. With Rick and Bob be swervin', switchin' through the lanes. Shittin' on my haters, make it rain upon them lanes. They plotting on my swag, hating on my game. I'm styling on my enemies, my grind ain't the same. These niggas want my flow, these niggas want my dough. These niggas want a feature, 23 for a show. And if you want some work, give me 3 for a O. Flip around, break it down, then watch the money grow. I break it down, flip around, and watch the money go. These niggas talking money, but don't let it show. I pull up to the scene, and I'm killing it. These niggas talking work, but ain't dealing it. So if you got some money, then let's get with it. Cause all my niggas getting it, getting it.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then let's fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
In the kitchen, whipping up soda over to my neighbor. Brick it at raw, I'm cooking, got work in the mix. You could wipe her, I just use her, got work in your bitch. Wish a nigga would, I'm fishing for another case. Body after body, all you see is yellow tape. So much money, I can count it, need another safe. Bullet hit your body, you gon' need another face. Get the whipping on that work, I beat it like it's Tina. 45 millennium, but I prefer the Nina. First I bag it, then I pass it like I do a brick. Dropped out working, watch it bounce back like I do a bitch. Goddamn, fuck the fame, I want a Lambo. Call me mister, I can fuck your bitch cause I'm the man, ho. I'm turned up, your main chick, she turned out. I kill the pussy, I kill the pussy, you strapped down, but you still pussy.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then it's fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
We love that song, you know what I mean? We all get money. At the end of the day, I ain't really mad about the fact that he owed me money because now I feel like he owed me shit because the way I feel today, like, I love it. Like, it was hilarious. Everybody tuning in, Sam, it's funny, you know what I'm saying? Rick Lowe, and I will say this. I read his post, and I'm not conceding anything, but I do believe, I'm being honest. If you think somebody's a girl and you go meet him and you find that they're a guy, a murder happened. I really do believe that that would have happened. So I don't know. I don't know. I seen your post, Rick Lowe, maybe, and then he said, ha ha, jokes on him, whatever. You know, you're all thirsty, whatever. Now, stop being thirsty. Like, you got a girl, her. Stop getting exposed. Okay. But this today. Like, this is real funny. Shout out to everybody.
Bottom line is it's all alleged. However, I mean, you have to really look at it like this. If y'all niggas is out here doing stuff, like, it's between you and that person. Like, you know what you did. But, like, I know because I had a gay cousin. Like, he was a tranny. He went up there. He was selling his fucking body. Like, he was selling his body on 13th Street. So, like, these niggas out here that be posing as females, like, you never know what they're doing because they do. They have the same sex drive as a, you know, a nigga. Like, but they girls. So if you put a girl out here in a nigga in a girl's body, there's no telling what they're going to do. So that's what you're dealing with. So, like, you know, I mean, it's a legend, yes, but if you out here doing that, then that's what you need to be thinking about, and you need to get yourself checked, like, for real.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, though. The just do lunch part is kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, that part's funny, Rick Lowe. Like, the conversation ain't really go nowhere because, you know what, No. I'm be honest, Rick Lowe, because I know you. You never act thirsty before in my life. But you got turned on by that man-looking girl. Fuck it. Because, yeah. Look, you got to look at it. It's a man-looking girl. No. You got turned on by a man-looking girl, Rick Lowe. Shout out to my homie, 267. 679 just called in. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio.
Yo, what's up, Iris?
What's good? Hello? Let everybody know what your name is, where you calling from.
It's Shoddy.
What's good, Shoddy?
It's Shoddy calling from. I'm uptown right now.
What happened to your Instagram?
What you mean?
Huh?
What you mean?
I don't see you on Instagram and shit.
Oh, what was I supposed to put on Instagram?
Hello, good morning, hey, honest, whatever. I'm a real woman. You can say hi to me.
My bad. I apologize.
You know I ain't fucking with this Rick Lowe nut ass nigga. What you got to say about tonight's topic, though?
Oh yeah, I called to call it on the topic. Like, I don't know what's going on. I've been lost.
You better go check your timeline.
I know, and for everybody tuning in, I'll report,
because that's what they do, the top of each hour, all right?
Yeah,
I'm going to do it at 34 after the hour. Today on Instagram, and not on Instagram, I think it was Fox 29 News, some transsexual men, you know what I mean, felt the need to expose some of the guys who were tranny chasers. That's what they said. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Check the news. They call them tranny chasers. Because I have friends that are transsexuals. They get tired of these guys just, you know what I mean, they on the down low. They claim that they only like women, but they get a little something from the men, too. Like, yeah.
So
and I only put up the post. It was a list posted. Now, I'm disputing this list because I think a couple underscores
were put
in the wrong place.
Rick Lowe. You said the poor Rick Lowe.
But you show me something where I see your name and somebody's activity, I'm going to post it like you were doing it. I am saying.
I will say this. I looked at his post,
and I believe him, kind of, because, like, me and Rick Lowe, I've known him, you know what I'm saying? And I would hope that if he found balls where he was supposed to be, a coochie hole, he would just kill a person. Because that's what I would do. If I was trying to suck a dick and it fell into my mouth, I would just, you know what I mean? It's going down. You know what I mean? It's going down, murder. Rest in peace. It's going down, RIP. Like, seriously, like. I don't have no desire for anything else, you know what I'm saying? But that's what today is about, you know what I mean? Check the timeline.
Yeah.
And my homie called back in. Shane, that's you?
Yeah.
Oh, you home now?
Yeah, I'm in the car. Hey, Lord, show.
Yeah, okay. That's what's Shane, what do you have? What do you have going on right now? Because I definitely didn't get a chance to
let you shout anything out. And then, Shotty, I'll let you do some shout-outs as well, because this is still Philly Shout Radio. Though tonight's topic is controversial. Normally, you know, we have a little freaky-ass topic or whatever, but
Philly
I'm going controversial
radio.
Sex.
Philly Shout Radio.
Then turned up. Thank you.
Right.
What you got going on, Fame?
Well, I'm about to drop this Hoodlum John. I'm about to, you know, put this little mixtape drain out, some stand up shit. And of course, I'm going to talk about everything that's going on. Like, we got to get to the bottom of this shit. Because
nice.
It's bananas. I don't even want to, you know, shake nobody's hand or nothing. Like, for real, this shit is crazy.
All right, well, I'm going to definitely be looking out for that. Definitely shout out to everybody who calls in and make sure that I know what's going on. And I have to say this, at me, anything you got going on, at me, I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, because I'd rather know what's going on and being able to support you, whether if I could promote you, if I repost it or whatever. Just make sure you guys at me, let me know what's good with you, because I definitely fuck with Philly. I think Philly has the most talented artists, the great music. I ain't even impressed by anybody else. I don't listen to nobody to fuck out. So, my nigga is definitely at me. Everybody at Squad at me. Appreciate it. And know people listening. Y'all, listen. Y'all can fuck with me. Like, get downloaded a couple thousand times. Like,
I'm
trying to get y'all some exposure.
Can they still, can you still hear me?
Yes. Shotty?
Oh, you can. Shotty,
you got
yeah,
another
that's Shotty. Me.
You want to say something?
Oh, yeah, I want to say a few things. You know what I'm saying? I'm Shotty and shit. You know what I'm saying? Renaissance dropping soon. That's my little mixtape or whatever. It's called Renaissance, a Beautiful Mind. You know what I'm saying? That's about it, though. Like, it's deeper than, like, Philly fucked up right now. Yeah, I want to say a lot of shit, but I know I don't got enough time, so I'm going to keep it brief. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you want money, get your money. And then, otherwise, the school district shutting down schools, so you already know how the city going to be as far as everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about schools. I'm talking about the prices. I'm talking about if you a trapper, you know what I'm saying? The price is about to get crazy. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? So whatever you got to do as far as contributing to whatever we need to do to get the city together, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's music. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, the music, everybody know we got the best rap. Philly got the best fitters, you know what I'm saying? Let's all keep the competition, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody go out there and start doing what we know best, because we all know we know it best. Don't start going out there and doing what we
right,
know best.
Right.
I mean, because everybody grip a hand and start getting what we get busy. I mean, we all know we about that, so how about we be about that against other cities? That's all I'm saying.
You all right, babe. Definitely, thank you so much. I was trying to open your mic, I got a little technical difficulties. Give me a second, and I'm going to be able to go in a little bit more. And at the end of the day, I feel everybody's passion today. I love how funny everybody was who called in. I especially love the support from X-Squad DJs. Y'all need to know, this October in Atlanta is going to be real crazy. The second weekend in October, we have the Red October DJ Conference, and we're also supporting Breast Cancer Awareness. It's going to be a live DJ award show. It's also going to be two showcases. Oh, well, let me say it's the 18th and the 19th of October. So definitely hit me up. Add me on Twitter, add me on Instagram, Honest Fire. You trying to go to Atlanta for the Red October X-Squad DJ Conference. It's going to be real crazy. I had a whole itinerary, more information to give you guys coming soon. Real shit. Definitely. And, of course, tune in tomorrow for my show Why Can't Curse. You know what I'm saying? But I love it so much. Through Philly Hot Radio and DMV Hot Radio, we have Fireworks Radio. And if y'all know me, Honest Fireworks. So that's what the show is about. With my co-host, DJ Breezy. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter, the real DJ Breezy. He's definitely on all those sites, and you could definitely find him like that. Big up to everybody. Marlene, Mar, I appreciate you calling in. Like,
I'm so proud of you, and not yourself. I just wanted to just say I see, like, just your progress and how hard you work. I just want to just give you a big shout-out for just continuing to do what you do, and I know it's just going to go just higher and higher, and I'm just proud of you.
Yeah, I ain't stopping. And I shouted out my homie earlier, you know what I'm saying, my boy Looney Tunes, who produced the track for Rihanna and Future. So I'm going to play this song, love song. We all love it. And show him some love while I do something that I love. Roll up. Forgot I had some stuff. But y'all, check it out.
Turn your radios way the fuck up. The invasion has started. Tony H, A&R of the streets.
I relate with all this talking, man, on these motherfucking mixtape, man. I really let these motherfucking records show you nigga what the beat is, my nigga.
Ain't that wrong with it? Normal. All right, what's good, nigga? Normal. You already know. This ain't nothing normal.
I make this look easy. Everything loud from the crowd. about to watch the Sixers from the box. We smoking diesel, man, this shit hit like a rock. Cops pull us over,
let me get a shot.
I keep money close, I keep dick distance. It costs too much emotions, emotions fuck with business. Bitch, listen, I'm trying to stay out of prison. You could come and work for me, your first good decision. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. Raw shit, go to the mall shit. Bitches mad cause I left with all the mall shit. Even if I'm up, I still got an appetite. Bitches taking care of these niggas, they ain't acting right. I'm acting up, shit, I'm bad as fuck. Had to minus the broke bitches to add it up. Cause all the ones who was smiling was really mad at us. Dunny said he made me a hit and said, public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order.
And shout out to everybody listening in. I had to have a little musical break while I got my shit together. Shout out to the CEO, XY, DJs. Explain to everybody listening in about Red October, because I'm too turned up right now. You know, I'm all the way turned up. I've been turned up all
well,
day.
Red October. Red October is the annual Esquad DJs. We get together every year in October. And we also raise awareness to cancer, not just breast cancer, but different cancers. The month of October is not just dedicated to cancer, it's also dedicated to AIDS awareness. Since y'all speaking on a trendy topic, strap up,
yeah.
You know what I mean, and be safe out there. You know, and we also, if y'all don't come to Philly, I may come to Atlanta October the 18th and 19th. I will be in Philly November the 10th at 1800 Bar and Grill.
Club 1800, yes, it will be crazy. I appreciate all your support. Everybody who called in.
Oh,
I don't have no time
Red
to take
October.
No more callers. Go ahead. What's
Red October, I'm giving away a verse from Looney Tunes, a verse from Young L.A. The winner will come back with two singles. The next day they record the song, and the publisher will be right.
Oh, yeah, and Asylum Studios. Yeah, definitely shout out to Asylum Studios in Atlanta.
Oh, Asylum Studios is not, it didn't go that way. So, you know, I had to do... You know, go somewhere else because the guy.
Okay, still shout out to the Asylum, though. All right, well, let me know what's going on so I can know what to promote. We could get this on
time.
I'm excited about Red October. I'm
promoting
me.
September the 9th.
You said what? Oh, yes. This next weekend, I will be in Pittsburgh for the hip hop conference. Where the fuck is my flyer? Yes. Shout out to Kevin A&R Shine. Kevin Shine. You know, if you find him on Instagram, I mean on Twitter, his name is Kevin A&R Shine. I'm definitely in on their show that they have. It's called H H E6. That's his for M6 Power Pack Industry Weekend at Taboo. Maybe it's called Taboo. It's going to be a DJ battle, DJ awards, freestyle battle, and a model search out in Pittsburgh. Definitely hit me up. Call me 215-839-8186 if you want to go out to Pittsburgh and be a part of the event. It's going to be real crazy. Shout out to hoodshots.com. Shout out to, like I said, Kevin A&R Shine, Caveman 101. Of course, Worm the DJ, represent X Squad DJs over in Pittsburgh. Yeah, my memory sucks. All right, but big ups to everybody that's coming out there and supporting Hip Hop Evolution 6. And I do want to say this about hip hop, you know what I mean? Because, like, we have had a lot of things happening, you know, with the Kendrick Lamar and Kendrick Lamar shit, everybody coming back at him. And even, like I said, the good music that I get to hear from Philly and throughout all the DJs that I fuck with, hip hop has evolved, you know what I mean? So don't worry about if anybody is, you got any rats? If anybody is sounding like, we got to go to the store. If anybody's sounding like the old music you used to listen to, you know, the old music you used to listen to, you know what I mean? We got to pay homage to what has happened in the past with hip hop, you know what I mean? And don't ever think that hip hop will die because it keeps evolving. It's been revolutionized, you know what I mean, with a lot of different people, a lot of innovative artists that comes out nowadays. So be a part of it, you know what I'm saying? If you're not going to be a part of it, definitely support it, you know what I'm saying? Embrace it. Find something that you love, because hip-hop is more than music. It's a culture. It's a lifestyle. And some people, it's their whole way of life, you know what I'm saying? I definitely breathe and live it my damn self. So big ups to everybody. And I appreciate being a part of y'all's event next weekend in Pittsburgh. I'm just a little too turnt up right now. Sorry. But thank you, everybody, listening to the show. X Squad DJs Radio will be on Philly Shine Radio this Sunday, 5 to 7, with my boy Lucky. Starlene is going to be hosting with him. Well, look out for
my
that. I'm definitely
so glad.
Yeah, she is my boosie too. I love her big old face and smile. Yeah, I thought I was going to say booty. She got a little booty. But big up, everybody.
Mm-hmm.